Hey, good morning. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
633. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Dave Ellison of Megadeth and Lita Ford have been elected to the Hall of Heavy Metal History.
Huh?
Very, very, very deserved. Nice. They'll be honored January 23rd at the Marriott Delta Garden Grove in Anaheim. Go to the Marriott, have the Metal Hall of Fame inductees. It's great.
The banquet room.
Def Leppard guitarist Vivian Campbell's side band, Last in Line, will release a new album to next year with the first single being called Landslide. Also, Ghost's prequel was voted Album of the Year by the readers of Metal Hammer. I do love Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
They are a fantastic band. Awesome live show. Awesome live show.
You've seen them live, huh?
Yeah. Got to see them up in, was it Kalamazoo? Yeah, got to see them over in Kalamazoo.
Nice.
Right downtown there. Crushed it. What's the theater there?
Rats.
Did they play that? They did play that. It was awesome. And then they get like hot chicks to be like these like nuns, like slutty nuns. It's great. It's fantastic.
What?
I mean, all nuns are slutty, let's be honest.
Somebody's going to hell.
Ah, jeez. Did you call nuns sluts one time? Yeah.
Hell.
Going there, man. lastly, in your rock news. Talk about
slutty nuns.
Slutty nuns.
They used to beat people anyway.
yeah, exactly.
They deserve a little name calling.
I mean, you sluts.
Beating people with rulers.
It looks like Mastodon is ahead of schedule in recording a new album. The group said in interviews this past fall that they didn't expect to start working on a new album until next year. But drummer and vocalist Bran Daler posted a photo on Instagram taken from behind his drum kit of guitarist Bill Kellier giving a thumbs up in the studio. Daler captioned the photo with, "New music? Yep." Mastodon's last album was the Grammy-winning Emperor of Sand in 2017. Very exciting.
You think a band, when they're making an album, know it's going to be a fantastic... Like when Metallica was making the Black Album, do you think while they were making it, like, dude, this is going to be it?
You know, I've asked that question to a lot of bands. Like, I mean, did you guys expect this kind of reaction? Did you have any idea it was going to take off the way it did? And I'll be honest, like, bands want to write great stuff, but they just write stuff that they want to do. You know what I mean? When you see a lot of the influential stuff, a lot of stuff that, you know, gets number one, lots of times the bands are like, no, we wanted to put together a great record. And if it did well, it did well. But really, they're doing it all for their fans and also for themselves.
See, I had that question because I had a thought. So, if you know that you're going to make a fantastic album and you're in the process of it, if I was in a band, and I knew, like, okay, I'm making the Black Album.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this is going to be epic. This is going to be one of the best albums ever.
But at the time, though.
You don't know?
No.
See, because I was thinking, if you did know, like, just keep going. Like, write, like 500 songs. Like, you strike the iron when it's hot.
Yeah,
you know?
But.
And then just save the songs, and then you don't ever have to work anymore.
But you look at it, though, like Prince. After Prince passed, a bunch of his category got put out there.
Yeah.
And honestly, when you look at it, it's like, okay, that's a good track. That sounds all right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as...
You just don't know.
You don't know. And I don't think writing that album, they thought like, 100 years from now, people are still going to be listening to this, which is going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I don't think at the time you're just writing what you want to write. You're putting down your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts on that paper and in the mixer.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I thought too is like, I wonder if they listen to the Black Album. Like, there's a few spots in that album. They're like, I'd probably change that.
If they do, I'll slap them right in the face because that album is flawless. Even the worst song on that album is amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your rock news.